8888 Holland day because Zimbabwe muhle ndinomgamshira imchirongo chedu cheve chidiki uhlelo The Connection lilami uMike Hove. Welcome Zimbabwe omuhle to our youth forum, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets discussing anything and everything youth related. I'm your host Mike Hove, and today is Tuesday the 30th of April, nangu April sambile 2019. Welcome. Once again, welcome. Zimbabwe omuhle ndinomgamshira imchirongo chedu cheve chidiki uhlelo The Connection lilami uMike Hove. Lamhlanje is Tuesday the 30th of April 2019. I welcome you all. Ontanga Zimbabwe omuhle lamhlanje kuhlelo. Over the past couple of weeks, we've touched on several different issues that are youth related in Zimbabwe. Last week, we found ourselves discussing the 39th anniversary of Zimbabwean's independence from colonial rule, and we try to give you the platform as Abantu Abasakhulayo, the platform so that you can tell us what 39 years of what the 39th anniversary meant to you as umuntu ongusakhulayo, njalo ukuthi what do you see is the nation's future. So we opened the mics to you and we gave you the platform where several different people come into the program and discuss. It seemed as though there were several different views. Some were pro, some were excited, some were felt as though the nation has a dim, bleak future. However, several different issues came out of that discussions, ranging from unemployment through to the dilapidating state of the economy, through to youth involvement in the civic space. So, folks, from that we felt, you know what? Each program deserves its own isolation. Each program deserves its own attention. So, namhlanje kuhlelo, we decided, you know what? Let's zone in on that. We decided to zone in on youth involvement in corporate governments, youth involvement within Zimbabwe's civic space. So, by the end of today's discussion, namhlanje kuhlelo, Zimbabwe omuhle, I want us all to come out with an agreement or an understanding as to whether or not abantu abasakhulayo vanhu vechidiki are involved in Zimbabwe's civic space, or are they involved enough? That's not for me to tell you, that's for you to tell me. I'm looking forward to having several different panelists and, of course, hearing from you. +12026192077 is the number to call if you're looking to join us in today's conversation. Or, you, of course, you can call us live in our program. The number is +12026192077. But for our radio fanatics, we're, of course, broadcasting live on our 909 medium wave frequency, 4930-6080, and, of course, 15460 kilohertz with short wave. And, of course, for our internet fanatics, we know abantu abanengi love the internet. We're streaming on our three Facebook pages, those being www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voandevela.com, and, of course, www.voandevela.com, excuse me. However, of course, we're also streaming live for those that love Facebook. We're here on our live on our three Facebook pages, those being VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and, of course, VOA Ndebele. So, ngenani kuhlelo, share the program, fakana ma comments, fakana ma heights, fakana ma likes, so that we know how you feel about today's program. Of course, share it, most importantly, so that tona uchirongwa, taka wanda, ne wandu, wedu. Eita, hola, ndeipiko, hamadzangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Tanki, abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +12024650318. To converse with me, ngawufuna ukukhuluma lami kana utshawara neni, follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is @BigMike3, BigMyke3. At Big Mike 3 is the username on Twitter and Instagram. Imali eXolo ingoma ka DJ Skyver, siyabonga DJ Skyver. Kodwa Zulukandaba, even though I just gave you my social media handles, for the next hour Zulukandaba sikhona emakhasini ethu amathathu, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele ndipo pandino batikana ipapo. Tripano pachirongwa chedu chevechidiki. Yebo yebo mthwakazo muhle, mina ngu Mike Hobe umsakazi wase Studio 7, yimi oluphathela uhlelo lwabatsha, uhlelo The Connection lilami u Mike Hobe. Lapho sithinta indaba ezijiyeneyo eziphathelane lalokho okubhekane labatsha elizweni. Namhla kuhlelo sixoxa ngenhlupho esibhekane labatsha abathi kabatholiswa amathuba okushiya imibono yabo lapho kubunjwa imithetho ejiyeneyo ephathelane ngempilo zabo njalo inhlelo ezijiyeneyo zokuthuthukisa ilizwe. So ngifuna ukuzwa kini Zulukandaba ukuthi libona ngani lokho kuliqiniso na nxa lifisa ukungena kuhlelo, sithumezelene umlayezo lo ku WhatsApp sikhona ku +12024650318. Abafisa ukungena kuhlelo, you can call us live on +12026192077. So bhalani imilayezo sikhona njalo ekhasini lethu ele VOA Ndebele ku Facebook. So lingabhala ama comments lisitshele umbono wenu mayelana lo dabo lukhona egudwini, kodwa lingabhala njalo inombolo ukuze silithinte lali lingene kuhlelo. Aiwa muri eZimbabwe kwazi wai kune munhu wese ari pano pa page vedu re VOA Shona, uyezve varikuteerapo pa radio. Tinomugamuchirai muchirongwa chedu chevechidiki, chirongwa The Connection, muineni wenyu Mike Hobe Msaigwa. Nasi muchirongwa tiri kubata nyaya yekuti vechidiki vari kuchema vachiti havasi kupiwa mikana yekuti vave nechekuita panoumbwa mitemo yakasiyana siyana munyika, uyezve magwara ekutevedza anobata vechidiki munyika. Ini nasi ndakanangana nekuti timbokurukurawo nemapanelisi edu akasiyana achanga achitiudzawo maonero avo pamusoro penyaya yatirikukurukura, asi handisida kukurukura nemapanelisi angu chete, ndoda kukurukura nemi vateri vedu Studio 7. Munobvumirana nemaonero evechidiki here? Imi semacollective sevanhu vechidiki muri kuchema here? Muri kutiiko? Muri kuti mikana iripo here? Pindai muchirongwa, ngatikurukurei pa WhatsApp. Munokwanisa kutitumira message pa WhatsApp pa +12024650318. Vanoda kutifonerawo zvekare live mustudio tipo pa +12026192077. Saka tifonerei. Asi tiripo zvekare tikutefenyura pane mapage edu matatu, VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, uyezve pa VOA Studio 7. Saka kana muchitiona live pa Facebook, nyorai manamba mutudzo maonero enyu, tinokwanisa kukufonerai. Asi kana muchida zvekare, nyorai macomments, ndichamaverenga live on air. Asi tisati tapinda muchirongwa chedu chanhasi, we were lucky because one of my colleagues and a Studio 7 reporter, correspondent, host, Blessing Zulu, had a conversation with the Minister of Youth, Sports, Arts and Recreation, Kirsty Coventry, earlier on this year when she was in New York. VOA, or like I said earlier on, Blessing Zulu had a chance to talk to the Minister of Youth, Arts, Sports and Culture about several different things, and mainly in particular the policy implementation, which is something that we're talking about today. So, Zimbabwe Moshe, let's take a listen to what Kirsty Coventry had to say to Blessing.
So, the United Nations, it was the ECOSOC Youth Forum, where they invite different ministries of youth from around the world, as well as young activists, as well as organizations that are working with youth programs across the globe. And it's a two-day forum where you get to have different dialogue about different activities that are helping facilitate young people within countries. Obviously, being the UN, they have the SDGs and the goals that they want to reach by 2030. So there was a big focus on the SDGs that are closely linked to the challenges that young people face today, and a lot of the conversation was around how, as governments, how as organizations, how as young people, we can work together towards, closing the gap on some of those SDGs.
So how many people were representing Zimbabwe?
So there was myself, and then I had three teammates, team members with me, two young people, a young man by the name of Simba and a young woman by the name of Teriro. They were two young people that we identified during our youth in Durban who really stood out and helped organize the forum and the youth in Durban in Zimbabwe. And I felt that it was now a good next step for them to learn a little bit more about what other countries are going, expose them to what other countries are doing, so that when we come back to Zimbabwe, we'll be able to implement different strategies and move forward. And then I also had my director of youth development with me.
So how do you plan to implement what you have learned from this conference?
So it was quite interesting. A lot of what we learned, we've seen that we are doing a lot of the same things as many other countries in terms of revising the youth policy. That will be a big focus with us. And I guess the biggest thing we learned there, which we knew and which came out of our youth forum in Harare, was that we need to ensure that the young people are fully involved in that process, because it's really important for all young people to feel that they're a part of the process, so that they're more accountable and they really get behind the policy. So we're going to be doing that. There's a couple other programs and projects that we would like to focus on. There was conversations around ensuring that a lot of our skills are updated and tech-driven.
Nangu umphathintambo obona ngezabatsha njalo ezemidlalo njalo ezamasiko uNkosazana uKirsty Coventry. That was Kirsty Coventry speaking to Blessing Zulu when she was in New York for an SDGs meeting. Now, Kirsty touched on several different issues, one of them being, of course, the youth policy, and she talked about how they want to revive it as a ministry. And, of course, one thing that she mainly hammered on was the fact that he should be fully involved in the formulating of the new youth policy. So, Imi Munoti, do you feel like the youth are going to be fully involved in the formulation of the new youth policy? But it's not for me to speak. Joining me live from Zimbabwe via telephone is Nicholas Kajengo. Nicholas has experience working with government. He's a young person himself. And of course, Nicholas is a development practitioner. So let's go to Nicholas. Nicholas, my pinda mchirongo
zvuru fambe. Good evening, Zimbabwe. Good evening, Koma. How are you?
I wonder, bo, zvuru fambe. Saka manzwa oka kuti mukoma wangu Blessing Zulu anga wambotaurawo na Honorable Kirsty Coventry paanga ari kuno ku New York. And Kirsty touched on several different things, and mainly in particular, the thing that excited me the most, which is in relation to today's topic, is Nyayema policies. RTE will say ministry, they're looking to revive the youth policy. And of course, most importantly, she feels as though youth, all youth and all aspects of life in Zimbabwe should be fully involved with the formulation of the new policy. What do you have to say about that as a development practitioner and, of course, someone who has experience working with government?
Yeah, first and foremost, I'm very grateful and I would like to thank the Honorable Minister, Comrade Kirsty Coventry, because of her vision. Because what she's doing, she's fulfilling the Zimbabwean Constitution. You know, my brother, in terms of Section 20, 1B, it is very clear that the young people or the youth have got the mandate or they've got the constitutional right to associate, you know, to be involved in political, social, and economic spheres of life without favor, bias, or prejudice. So it is a constitutional matter, which all young people in Zimbabwe, irrespective of whatever, you know, affiliation, whatever race, whatever color, whatever tribe, whatever social status, they have got a right to be involved and to associate themselves in such issues and to ensure that they are part and parcel of the legislative and policy issues in their country.
Asi vakajengo ndizvo zviri kuitika here, nekuti vechidiki vakawanda wanda vari kuchema-chema vachiti one of their biggest outcries is that they are not being included when policies are being set up. In particular, policies dzakanangana nekubatsira ivo vechidiki. They're not being involved in that. They're just vari kuti vari kungomuka makuseni zvichinzi iyo policy iyi. Ndizvo zviri kuitika nhasi munyika.
What happens, issues to do with the police are subject of much scholarly debate. They are subject of much controversy. You know what happens? the young people must be in a position to understand and to grasp the simple fact that, you know, when a policy is formulated, there are a number of actors that are involved in policy formulation. These can be individuals, these can be legislators, these can be the executive, the judiciary, the criminal civil service. Of course, there are what we call unofficial actors and official actors. I think the missing link is for the young people themselves, that they've got an important role to play in policy formulation, because policy issues, they affect everybody. In fact, brother, the kind of policy I'm talking about are public policy. These are policies, you know, that touches everybody's life, and including the youth, the elderly, anyone who is part and parcel of the Zimbabwe citizen, they are affected by public policy. So what is missing is the simple fact that the young people have got a role to play. Secondly, the missing link is that young people have got the constitutional mandate to be involved in these issues. So it's their right. Mm. So this is the missing link.
Saka chiruwa dzivirira chii nokuti vachiri kuchema chema vachiti aiwa, they feel like they're not being included.
You know, if we talk about a policy, yes, I, on the other hand, agree that not some of the young people are not involved. What happens is, there is, whenever a policy is formulated, there will be a representation. They can't all go for a policy, but they can be represented. For example, when a ministry or a department or a public institution is formulating a policy, it means some stakeholders, as I mentioned, of actors in public policy, they will be invited. It can be from provinces. They can be, say, from districts. But we can't say all of them, they are supposed to be part and parcel of post formulation. No, not at all. But it will be just a mere representation. So we can say those young people living with disability, they will come to represent their constituents. The young people, say, into certain, you know, sectors. It can be economic, it can be political, it can be social, depending on the type of policy, they will be coming to represent others. Not that all the young people can be part of the policy formulation. It is very difficult. You know, issues to do with the resources, issues to do with the same, even coordination itself. So I'm sure that they will be represented, but they can't come, all of them, but there will be a representation.
Mm-hmm. Regai ndikubatei pamuromo vakajengo nditorewo mumwe guest wangu wechipiri ari kupinda muchirongwa nhasi, handisi?
Okay.
Alright, Zimbabwe Muhleli Mzuile, nangu mnumzana uNikos Kajengo ngishilo ngati is a development practitioner, njalo he has experience esebenza lohulumende. Kodwa hi, asiqhubekele pambili ngohlelo. My second guest joining me tonight, Laya, she's coming in live via telephone from Zimbabwe, Muthando Gwinji. Thando, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo lwethu labasha, unjani siswa?
Ngiyabonga futhi Mike, ngiyaphila linjani lani?
Hayi, thina siphilile, ngilethemba njalo ukuthi abalaleli labo baphilile. Thando, uyamuzwa umnumzana uNikos Kajengo, yena uthintile udaba mayelana about the policy implementation itself. Sike sadlala inye tape for unkosazana uKirsty Coventry when she was out here in New York. Uke wakhuluma le ntathe izindaba yethu uBlessing Zulu, and uKirsty was saying ukuthi yena ukhuthaza wonke umuntu ongisakhulayo to be fully involved when it comes to the implementation of certain policies. They said that them as a ministry are looking to reset up the youth policy in Zimbabwe. I want to hear ukuthi wena njengomuntu ongisakhulayo who in particular works within the civic space in Zimbabwe, how do you feel about youth engagement or youth involvement when it comes to the civic space in the country? Is it are you engaged enough?
We are not engaged enough. We are not engaged enough, obviously, because there is not much involvement of the civil society, the government, and the private sector in working together towards promoting the full participation of young people in policy making and politics. So most of what we get is tokenistic participation, where we go to certain meetings, go to certain gatherings, these outreaches that are supposed to be talking about policies, where we are supposed to be contributing to policies. But the numbers are going to be there, but what comes out in the bill will not be the issues that people would have spoken about on the ground. I'll give an instance of the NPRC bill that is currently being crafted, and there are more outreaches that are going to happen in this coming week. There were outreaches that were held sometime last year, mm-hmm. and through it on what came out presented in Parliament wasn't what we had agreed on in those meetings as young people. So there needs to be engagement between the government, the civil society, and the private sector. I heard my brother mentioning earlier on that it's difficult to reach out to everyone. I am saying it's not really difficult to reach out to everyone and make sure that everyone has a say in the bills that are being crafted. Because if you work with organizations, organizations work with the masses. And if we can try and be responsible for collecting that data from different perspectives and different spaces, it's very possible for us to have that data and actually use it to craft the policies that we make as a country. But the unfortunate part is that the civic space in Zimbabwe is shrinking, like increasingly shrinking. And we thank God for the ninth Parliament session that actually repealed COSA and IPA, which means that maybe through this new Maintenance of Peace and Order Bill, we can now assembly, associate, and express ourselves freely,
okay.
which is something that has been shrinking over the years.
Tando.
So engagement, Jonah, is not there, but it's possible for us to work together. Going onwards.
Okay, Kola mterri mapinda mchirongwa zvirikuhamba.
Yeah, how are you, Mr. Michael?
Mushe, ari parunare apo ndiani?
Yeah, Mtinashe, et Sikaroi.
Yeah, mkoma Tinashe zvirikufamba.
Ah, this is bomb, Dara. I'm not going to say
Ah, kungo manya manya, I'll try to get my dollar. I'm going to go to Mirai Mikumusha. Saka mukoma Tinashe ku avari kukaro iko tudzewo maonero enyu pamusoro penyaya tukurukura nhasi muchirongo.
Inini maonero angu kazvinhu zvirikungoitika ndezvaudzanyiriri mukoma wangu. Bozi tikatarisa kubva kuma prize teko zvinhu zvakatongokwira zvirikungokwira zvisina kana limit. Makombe ari kungokwira kana ari kungochema-chemawo nezvinhu izvozvo tupesheya kuti tozviitawo sei mukoma.
Saka nhasi nyaya tirikukurukura inyaya yemapolicies ndikuda kunzwawo kuti kubva ku muri munhu wechidiki here totangira ipapo.
Ya, ichokwadi ndiri wechidiki.
Right. Saka ndiri kunzwa kuti vechidiki munyika vari kuchema-chema vachiti hanzi aiwa hurumende painoita mapolicies haisi kuconsulta vanhu vakawanda vechidiki, vanhu vakawanda vechidiki muri muka muri kungonzwawo kuti ndizvo zviri kuitika. Nyaya iyo yemaprice hike muri kungomuka zvichinzi maprice akwira, hamusi kuziva kuti zviri kufamba sei. Imi semuwo wechidiki nemaonero enyu, do you think kuti vanhu vechidiki, one, you are engaged enough when it comes to mapolicy implementations kuZimbabwe?
Izvozvo zvinhu zvinotongogara zvichiti jamba mukoma une nyaya wekuti otherwise manguva yatinotongonzwa kuti kwakaitwa musangano wezvakati nezuru. Saka zvinhu zvine zvakatotipota zvinozoitika kuti mangwana acho zvinotongoitika vamwe tisingatozivewo zvinoitwa nevanhu vashoma-shoma. Saka zvinhu zvacho zvakatongooma.
Asi wani hurumende iri kuti iri kukoka yanga ine National Youth Indaba meeting uko kuHarare not so long ago, vakakoka munhu wese wechidiki akati huyai tinyatsoziya nyaya idzi tinzwe kuti imi nemaonero enyu chii chiri kukushushai uye zvetozvigadzira sei.
Iri kuti koka but inotikoka tisina kana sendi mukoma, tinoenda nei mabhazi akakwira kudai. Zvinhu zvavo zvakatongooma wena.
Aiwa, takunzwa zvakanaka mukoma Tinashe, tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa.
Okay, maita basa Mr. Mike Hove.
Right. Ndimzwile nangu munomzana uTinashe ungomuntu ongisakhulayo uyasho kuti hayi akusebenzi, abantu abasakhulayo are not involved in us. Uyasho kuti bona bayavuka ekuseni and next thing I there's a new policy set up. Ngimbuzile ngathi kodwa yena uhulumende uthi azama not so long ago kwakulo mhlangano weNational Youth Indaba lapho bathi wonke umuntu ongisakhulayo buyanini eHarare sixoxe sonke. Uminister ube khona, umongameli ube khona, umphathintambo obona ngogatsha lwezemali, uprofesa Mthuli Ncube laye ube khona. and they were saying ukuthi asitsheleni lokho okuhluphayo nina njengabantu abasakhulayo kodwa yena uthi nasho ukuthi hayi manje thina kumele sifike khona njani ngenxa ukuthi bese ngiyelaya imali yokuthi sifike khona. Hayi yelo ludaba lukhona egudwini mthwakazi omuhle sitsheleni umbono wenu thodzokela kuna vakajengo vakajengo muchiripo parinari rapo vakajengo muripo
yes I'm there.
Manzi wamuteereri ari kuchema chema achiti aiwa nyaya iyi yemapolicies haisi kubatsira wechidiki hanzi mukanzwa wawo zvekare kuna Thando Gwinji achiti aiwa hongu mapolicies are being set up but the engagement is not enough. Imi, you have experience working na hurumende, what do you have to say about that?
Okay, let me clearly state this. First, my brother, the public must be fully aware that we have got a number or a type of public policy. Certainly, we've got what we call fundamental policies. These kind of policies are derived from the Constitution. Now, they've got a constitutional provision or a judicial interpretation. For example, the Zimbabwean Constitution, Amendment Number 28 of 2018, it was made up, it was enacted by the public. So now, a certain issue can arise as a constitutional issue that can lead to a police. So we can say coming up or the enactment of this constitutional provision derived its mandate from the public. Secondly, we have got what we call functional public policy. Here we are talking about a policy that is initiated by the executive or from a decision or a resolution. Here we are saying a number of people, it can be civic groups, it can be political parties, they come up with their resolutions, which they recommend to governments. And at the end of the day, from the problems identified, now an agenda will be set.
What I'm asking here, and I understand all that, but what I'm saying is, before it gets to the point whereby it's being recommended to the president, are the youth being consulted and the youth being involved in that process up until you get to the stage point whereby it's being recommended to the president?
Certainly they are.
How?
For instance, some few months that have gone by, the minister responsible for youth affairs or youth issues held a national youth indaw, where young people from different political parties, all walks of life, were invited, irrespective of political affiliation, and even regardless of, there was no regalia either for any part, but all young people from churches, young people from civil society, young people from government and other countries beyond our borders, they took part in the initiative. Meaning to say, it is up to the young people to accept the invitation because it was open to all. So I can't speak deeply on behalf of the ministry, especially regarding the National Youth Endow, which was held a month ago, but I can say young people are always being invited. As I mentioned earlier on, that the problem we have is we have got more than 2 million people in Zimbabwe, more than 2 million young people in Zimbabwe. So we can't be in a position to accommodate 2 million people just for a policy formulation. But I mentioned the issue to do with representation. If we say we have to make sure that the country's national geographical boundaries or provinces are represented, the districts and the different constituencies, it can be a constituency of people living with disability, it can be a constituency of minors, depending on the kind of policy. So in short, I'm saying young people are part and parcel of most of the policies that are being enacted or they are part of the police, yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Regarding the battery, we're monitoring the results. Then I'll come back to you on this. Right, Murugunzwa, Vanikros Kajengo, development practitioner, uyezve vane experience vachishanda nehurumende vari kutsanangura kuti aiwa, hanzi imi vechidiki munogara muchikokwa kune misangano yakasiyana-siyana, vambobata nyaya yeNational Youth Indaba, vakati representation iripo, imunoti nazvo, nyorai maonero enyu papeji redu revoa shona, munogonisa zvekare kutifonera, asi ndirikunzwa kuti tine muteereri aripo parinhare apo, kola kola mulaleri, usungenile kuhlelo, mapinda muchirongwa, makadini.
Hello, ndimi Tinashe uye ndadzoka zvekare.
Ah, madzoka mukoma Tinashe ndeipi?
Ndanzwa mukuru vakajengo vari kutaura kuti hurumende haingagone kupa mari munhu wese kuti auye. Ipapo zvishuwa vataura zvakanaka. But chandinoona ndechekuti hurumende ngaigadzirise nhau yetransporti kuti tifambe mune zvakanaka. Nenhau yekuti pani patajaira kubva kuHarare kubva kuKaroi kuenda kuHarare kumusanganoka, tatajaira kupakwira $8 but izvozvo takupakwira $38 kana ndimo zvingaite here izvozvo.
Alright, ngatipei vakajengo mukana kuti vazvipindurirewo. Vakajengo muripo parunari here? Vakajengo. Muri kunzwa muteereri ari kutaura, anoda kutaura nemi ari kuti aiwa nyaya iyi mari hongu haipo, saka tozviita sei?
What happens with the police? It's not necessarily coming to Harare. Usually, from experience, what I know our government does, take for example, when the new curriculum was being formulated as a police measure by government under the Minister of Primary School and Education, some consultative meetings were held throughout the country. You know, leadership or authorities from say, Harare or Bulawayo, had to visit or to consult the public from different areas. So certainly public police issues are decentralized matters. Most of the police that are being, you know, funded by government, you know, there will be an outreach which is done by government, you know, at the ward level, district level, provincial level. It's not necessary that they have to come to Harare, the capital. But we are saying whenever they hear that there's going to be a consultation, that district, they must put some effort so that they join others. So this is a clear point. I'm telling the entire truth that policies are done nationally. They are national programs. So they might, you know, be actually guided, say, in Harare, but at the end of the day, all districts will be consulted, all provinces will be consulted. They can as well be done online through the use of ICT. You know, government use different platforms to gather information and contributions from the public. It can be, you know, oral interview, it can be online, it can be one-on-one, it can be through the radios or what, like what you are doing here. So government use a number of platforms. So it's up to the public to choose the best and convenient platform for him or her.
Tando, connecting when? Tando. Tando, usakonekta ngwene?
Yabo, nsakona.
Right. Uya muzumlaleli uyakhalala kodwa yena uNikros uyasho ukuthi abantu abasakhulayo are always being invited to different programs ezilenjongo yokunikeza abatsha ithuba lokuthi bakhulume lokho okubahluphayo empilweni. Uphinde wathinta udaba mayelana nge-representation. Wathi abantu abasakhulayo, representation is there. When Utin Ngaloko, you work in the space, so I'd love to hear what you have to say about that.
I would like to agree, like, with your representation corner, but the representation corner is not does not have the quality of the representation that we need to progress. In the corner, in Kuluma at the corner, Katasimo with my meeting here and my transport. When I needed evolution, a year corner of the constitution, a year with Dallas, because to my young eye, my and Zuang and Jena, na Kaliganga Lamush. I'll give an example of National Youth Indaba in Aleaba Kona, Nanga Hamba, National Youth Indaba. But nothing handily, even our consultative meeting, a National Youth Indaba, Giants will explain the work Hamba Ambam. Ekuseni ntambama ababehamba ku-youth indaba base bephuma behamba. Kukhona kudingwa ama-voices ama-youth ekuseni kuzahanjwa ntambama ku-youth indaba yona leyo. And abazahamba ntambama bangikhona njengama-youth leaders anjani, amele abantu njani. Because siyakwazi ukuthi kakhulukazi i-political space yethu i-violent kakhulu. And ithi political space i-violent kakhulu, abantu abayibo abathola ithuba lokuthi be-representa ayisibo esiyabe siyifune ukuthi basi-represente njengakontanga ngenxa yenyakanyaka ezenzakala ku-political space, kuyiwa kuma-elections, kuyiwa ekutshintsheni ama leaders esiwatholayo within political parties. And if it's not within political parties, the engagement yabanye ntanga labantu esingathi baku entrepreneurship labo construction etc ukuze bafinyelele kulokho kusenzima kakhulu, and even lama civil society leaders nxa kuthiwa sokuza yenzi izinto zonke lezi ezenziwayo abala izinto ama resources angkhona to reach out to people, because ama political leaders they don't necessarily reach out to people ukwenzela ukuthi bagade ama voices before sending them out there.
Mm-hmm.
And kuthiswa kuyiwe ku national youth indaba yangkhona lami ngangikhona ngangihleli khona phana, kodwa ke indaba zaphuma ezaphumayo, but indaba engasaphumisisanga yaphuma ukuskripa of i-program yindaba ye-governance and engagement of young people.
Okay, Thando. Ima kancane, wothi mthatha umlaleli, and I'll come back to you. I know ukuthi we're going to the point, you're touching on a point that's very important, udaba lwe-governance. Thukunzo wothi nemthereri, khona mlaleli, maphinda mchirongwa, skipa anputu wami, maphinda, ndiyani aripa narapo.
Ingo nzimutero, etuweo.
Eh mkoma etwell zuri kuhamba here?
Tani no fara.
Murugupi, murukufonera murugupi.
Indi ku Namibia.
Ku Namibia. Right. Munotaura Afrikaans here?
Ah no.
Yai prata Afrikaans. Nia mier. Okay. Gati endri mberi nechirongwa mkoma etwell mapinda nyaeri mugango mainzwa etudzewo maundreni.
Ndakanambuti Sunday bando ndiovimba kuti muri kutaura pamusoro pezve youth empowerment.
Hongu.
Exactly. Inyaya yakanaka zvikuru kwazvo. Inini sekuona kwangu ma youth empowerment yavo tatinoziva nechekuti iye zvino hurumende yedu haina mari. Saka tikanyanya kuemphasize kuti ma youth ngaatiwe mari kuti vaite empowered. Tiri kutaura an impossibility, but zvokwanisa kuitika hazviwanikwa nevanhu vashoma. Asi ini chananichiona ndechekuti chinhu chiripo chine hurumende chatoziva kuti chiripo ichi iland. Hurumende yakaakwaya mafarms kubva kuvarungu, chinova chinhu chakanaka. Mafarms aya vamayuti ndaachifunga kuti ngavatiwe mafarms. Asi kana vachinge vapiwawo mafarms naland ichi, ngaichirega kungove land yezita, ngavatiwe ownership. By ownership ndireva kuti ngavachipiwa nematitle deeds. Tinoziva kuti varungu ava vakaterogwa lenda vakanga vane matitle deeds vachikwanisa kuti vaende kumabhengi vachinopiwa zvikwereti zvekurimisa vachirimisa vachidzosera kumabhengi. But now today kana mayuta akangopiwa land but isina matitle deeds, yangofanira land yekumusha yekumacommunal land, hapana empowerment yaita nekuti vanongopiwa land but havana capital yekushanda pamusoro kushanda pairi.
Right. Mukoma muchero.
Chechiri
Mirai ndi kubuze
kwanza kutuwa ma yuki iri ku education. Tinoziva kuti constitution ya free basic education. Pandai chifunga kuti nini ma yuki ngavati umukana wekuinda even ku tertiary education. Tinoona ku South Africa ye zvino yakativo vana vanobva kuma poor families they can get a free tertiary education and zviri kuitika nguva yazvoma takazviona zvichiitika payata. Hazvitadza nei kuzviitawo muZimbabwe nekuti most of the universities dziri muZimbabwe ma state owned universities, and tinoziva kuti malecturers ikoko vanobhadharwa nematax fund, havabhadharwi nemafees emastudents. Padi kuti pasarudzwawo students from poor communities vadzidzewo for free. Zvinhu zviviri izvozvo zvandanichiwanisa kuti ko mayouth anokwanisa kupiwa empowerment nazvo sikuona kwangu.
Right, regaindi kubvunzei mukoma, chindi tsanangurayiwo, tiri kubata imwewo nyaya yemapolicies. Vechidiki vari kuchema-chema munyika mambo, bata nyaya yeland distribution nezvinhu zvakasiyana-siyana, handisi. Asi before that happens, panofanira kuitwa mapolicies, kuti hurumende ibvume kuti alright, patinenge takupa vechidiki land yacho tiri kuvapa zvakadii, uyezve ichange ichibatsirwa sei, yakananganwa kuvabatsira sei nezvinhu zvakasiyana-siyana, handisi. Asi vechidiki vari kuchema-chema vachiti before mapolicies acho iwawo asetwa up, havasi kuudzwawo, havasi kufonerwawo zvichinzi imi sevechidiki uyaitiite musangano. munya tsotudzawo kuti zvichemo nekuti pamwe muruti land ngaipiwo kune vechidiki asi vechidiki pamwe havasi kuida land yacho saka iwe vari kuchema chema vachiti hurumende isati yaisa mapolicies aya haisi kuti consulta isu sevechidiki haisi kuti deedza kuti imi huyai tinyatsokurukura tinzwawo zvichemo zvenyu vamwe tanzwa vakajengwa vachibata nyaya yenational youth indaba vamwe vateereri vakapinda vachiti aiwa hongu national youth indaba yakaitika hongu vechidiki vakadeedzwa asi vari kuti aiwa hazvina zvaangogumirako ikoko hapana chakazobuda chakavabatsira saka ini ndikunzwawo kubva kwamurimi semuteereri kuti nemaonero enyu mapolicies aya paanosetwa up vechidiki vari kukokwa here uyezve engagement yacho iripo yevechidiki is it enough here
azoenderana nekuti ko pane political will here ini sekuona kwangu ndina hapana political will to empower the youth that's why havari kuchema kuti indawo yakaitwa but zvavakasuggesta hazvina kutatake note of mayouth vanongoonekwa nemaziso maviri ziso rekutanga nderekuhwira election muyouth achishandisiwa kumhanya achikambeni achiita zvese chechituo muyouth akada kuti ademonstrate ari eproblem saka anogona muyouth anodiwa pakukambena muyouth ozovengwa zvakare kana achinge azodemonstrata to aim magrivances ake saka handivacho kuti nini nehurumende yedu yatiinayo iyi hapambofi pakazoita youth empowerment iri tangebo tanga potodawo kuti mayouth vatsvage pati kwayo inozokwanisa kuti ivateereri ichichinjawo mapolicies anozovasimbisa currently handisi kuona hurumende inokwanisa kuempower mayouth
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vamuteero nekupinda muchirongwa
maita
suluka ndapa liyamuzwa nangu mnumzana umutero umlalele ukona ngale eNamibia right so let's go back to uthando kwenji sizwe umbono wakhe uweqhubekela phambili thando usakhona ecingweni
yebo ngisakhona
right you were touching on the issue of governance ngicela ukuqhubekela phambili sisi
I was touching on the issue of government governance ngisithi mina yikho kuqalela khona indaba because the civic space that we are talking about is mostly concerned with governance and how ama government bodies take into consideration ama interests lama needs of young people and I would also like to thank the previous caller for ama important points our late into the discussion ama points i point yakuqalaqala ngayithe the government doesn't have money so ama abontanga they do not have money but mina I would like to see a point where young people are separated are not separated from the government ukuthi the trade government ufuna lokho ntanga bafuna lokho because young people actually are the majority of the people abase Zimbabwe which means they are the government ngakuyikuthi ba majority yobale energy they should be treated as ama leaders today and so as soon as space sinipa when it comes to talking about issues to do with governance, it means that we are going nowhere very slowly. Because I've also noted that the same things that you always talk about over and over again, freedom of association, assembly and expression, they are important when it comes to legislation that we put across and the working environment in general. Our callers have been touching on the economy, they've been touching on ama demonstrations and all those kinds of things, they're actually important in us trying to establish a base of working together. Also, skanyele lokuthi kuyavunyelwa ku-constitution yethu ukuthi kumele kwenzakale khonotana. But also, khonotana ukuthi governance, asikhulume ngayo ba, asikhulume ngayo with the leaders that are there currently. It means that we are still going to be standing on the same things over and over again. As implement our policies because we are not actually concentrating on where this implementation should start. It should start with young people. Young people should be awarded an opportunity to be the people governing this nation.
Nankosazana uthando kwinji. Thank you so much, Thando. Ngicela ubambe kancane ecingweni angithi. Right, Zula Gandaba Zimbabwe Mushe Tani Geswedu, which is Tatu Arupinam Chirongwa Kudzai Mukute. He's the co-founder of a company named Vuga Africa. Yo in Echinango Yukubatira, ma SMEs are Zimbabwe kuti azvisimudze. Va mukute ma pinam chirongwa magadi enyumkom. Kudzai. mkoma mkute muripo yere parunarabo. Mkoma kudzai, shiripo yere.
Hello,
ah,
I can hear you.
Right, nda akunzo yu wakanaka, shurukufambe.
Ah, shurukufamba.
Mapinda mchurongo, kurisa yiko ku Zimbabwe.
Ah, we're doing the best that we can at the moment.
Right, mkoma kunzai nyayere mo mgango mainzo wa chugu kurukura chugu. We're touching on the issue of youth involvement in the civic space. However, I know that you mainly focus on the in the financial entrepreneur space. That's correct, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Now, several different policies have been set up with the idea of not just empowering youth, but of course empowering Zimbabweans in general. You're a young person who works with mainly empowering youth within the SME world. I would like to hear from you, when they talk about policy implementation, are youth actually engaged in this? Do the youth understand these policies that are being set up? And before these policies are set up, are the youth engaged with regards to how these policies are supposed to set up, their grievances, are they addressed, and more?
I'll say from my personal experience, really, the youth within the SME community don't really know about the policies that are set up. Even to add on to that, they don't even know when the policies are being created. So it's becoming a problem, because when you do then specify certain programs that are running for them, they actually don't have an idea of the programs that are running in support of their goals or their visions.
So how is that? Because the policies are set up. Are you saying the youth are not being involved with the setting up of the policies? Because you can't set up a policy that you're involved in and not know about it.
Yes. So I feel the problem. I did hear a caller who was speaking about the Zimdaba conference that happened, which is a very good initiative. But if we are going to look or to talk about youth in general, we are going to specifically go on social media. We are going to go on Facebook, Twitter, and all the like. So I feel when we are not engaging the youth on their own terms, we are still giving them a huge space for them to be initiative enough to actually join in into the programs that are running for them or the policy-making processes.
On the line, I also have Nikros Kajengo, who has experience working with government. Mr. Kajengo says, you know what, the information is there on these different platforms. It's just a matter of you selecting what platform suits you best. So how is that possible? Because it seems as though it's contradicting statements.
So it's one thing to set up a platform. It's another to set up a platform that people use. And I feel that's a very key issue within the online community especially, because you set up a website and currently everyone is complaining about data. They are buying social media data, whereas you have your platform as a website. So then for a young person like me who's struggling to even pay their own rent or get food, I would likely, it's unlikely that I'll spend my money getting data to go on a website that hasn't really been advertised to me as the person who's supposed to use it. And on social media as well, we as youth or as a community within the SMEs don't really have that attachment or knowledge of the platforms that they are using. So it's a matter of awareness of the platforms that he was speaking about.
Mm-hmm. Let me hold you on to that for a second. Let me go back to Mr. Kanjego. Eva Kanjego, muchiri papa
rinarera. Yes, I'm there. I'm listening.
Right. So you've heard Mr. Etwa come in. You heard Tando speak. You heard Kudzai speak. Kudzai himself was talking about, touched on the issue of the platforms like you mentioned. Do you care to respond to any of them?
Yeah, I got the response. Firstly, my colleague mentioned that there is a challenge to do with demonstration, challenge to do with freedom of assembly, challenge to do with freedom of expression. I heard him saying that. Now, what I have to advise him and other young people with the same mind like him is that they are protected. All young people should speak freely, what they think is good for their country. In terms of Chapter 4 of the Constitution, Section 58, they are protected by the Constitution that they have freedom of assembly and association. Also, secondly, they have got freedom to demonstrate and to do some petition as long as it's done freely and constitutionally without causing harm to the public. Thirdly, I have to say that in terms of Section 60 of the Northern Constitution, they have got freedom of conscience. Every person has the right to freedom of conscience, and this includes freedom of thought, opinion, religion, or belief. Last but not least, in terms of the Section 61, they have got freedom of expression and freedom of the media. Young people must take advantage of this environment, which is conducive for their input, conducive for their thoughts, conducive for their vision in terms of the policy. Now, I also want to quote a comment about one of the guys who mentioned about lack of empowerment for the young people. From the police perspective, my brother, I want to make very clear that the opportunities, the environment is conducive for young people. Now, in terms of the land, I just want, I feel I have to do some justice to the issues suggested by one of our colleagues, that no empowerment in terms of land, the land police are not all that empowering to the young people. So they'll only be empowering as long as they, you know, allow what he termed as the title deeds. Let me correct my colleague. We have got what we call the 99-year lease. Because why not 99-year lease? Title deeds. It means one will be titled to the land. The land do not belong to individuals. The land is a public asset which belongs to the living generation, the future generation, and even the departed. So to the land nika, they want to pay more for nasi. When I do a chawya, we say, we are going to make a nana supply repas come. What is those of the land yon? So not that this is what I'm talking to dig jago, if I'm talking to dig jago, so I'm going to make a yes, we stabilize the nation. So I think that this is a power of the deed. So policy is very clear. It is very, very clear. It's supportive. So I think I've answered the three guys simultaneously.
Pane umwe muteereri anyora papeji redu revoa shona anonzi Ignatius Muranda Blackmore. Abata nyaya ye kukokwa kwewe chidiki kune misangano yakafanana ne National Youth Indaba. Anzi kukokwa kwacho hapana zvavano anzi hapana zvazvinobatsira nekuti hapana chinochinja kune suve chidiki. Imi munobvumirana nemaundiro here avo?
I totally do not agree with him.
Indaba.
Given that policy formulation and implementation is a process. You know what happened with the point, my brother? We begin with what we call agenda setting. Then we set the agenda. Later on, we formulate the policy. Kapeza formulate a man. Cabinet for adoption. Can a cabinet single right adopt? Then we should align ministries for implementation. So it's a process. We can't say today we are formulating a process, a policy. Then tomorrow, then we implement. Then on the third day, we are evaluating. I don't think that is possible. There is a process to a policy. And also on the same note, my big brother and the public at large, it has to be very clear that policies have got some models. It can be a litmus model, it can be a group model, it can be a systems model, institutional model, dance model, ethics model, dance model, generic policy process model among them. So now, all these is the reflection of the fact that policy formulation is a process.
Mm-hmm. Todzokera kune zvambotaurwawo namukoma kudzai mukute vabata nyaya yemaplatforms yamambotsanangura vakati aiwa hongu mungati maplatforms aripo, but do you as a development practitioner and someone who has experience working na hurumende feel as though those are the appropriate platforms where vechidiki ndipo pavari ipapo zvechokwadi?
Certainly, we are now in the modern world, my brother, a world of cutthroat competition. ICT is now a pillar towards, you know, towards national development, towards proper communication, enhanced communication. Young people are on Facebook, they are on Twitter, They also communicate through their videos on YouTube. They can share on YouTube. So now, if platforms are, you know, there are so many platforms. Besides, we can even use the old strategies like group meetings, individual groups, even questioning. A number of research methods can be used if you want to come up with the ideas or contribution by the public. So young people, they are contributing to most of these policies,
so,
either fiscally or even online. Yes, sir, yes, sir.
Vaka Jengo, the sentiments echoed by Kudzai where he was talking about the young people within the SME space, where they were saying, on these policies, some that are targeted towards helping them, some may not necessarily be helping them, but they don't have much knowledge when it comes to these policies. How do you then explain something like that to say, okay, Van Wichliki are involved, but they have no knowledge of this? And Kudzai is not the only one who's echoed these sentiments.
I really agree with him. That is a fact. I agree with him and other fellow colleagues that issue to do with the public policy or policy is something which has to be concretized to the public. You know, if you go to the trade fair or even agricultural show and such platforms, there are some institutions like even PC, Office of the President and Cabinet, they are trying to concretize the public about the significance, the role of policy, how policies are formulated. So I think policy issues are very important, and I have taken note of his suggestion that the public needs, you know, support or assistance or civic education in terms of public policy, how they are formulated, the public policy model, the types of public policy, and such issues to do with public policies. I agree with him.
Mm-hmm. Kudzai, uchiri paparinari rap. Mkoma Kudzai, uchiri paparinari rap.
And if I can hear you.
Manzo amaondro avaka jengo munoti nazvezos.
I would agree in terms of educating the youth, be it on policy making or the actual existing policies. However, it's still a concern from our side as youth, where the engagement is still, as you said, we are getting into the modern world, and I completely agree. But how can we say we are getting into the modern world or digitalizing our system when you are not quite visible on social media, which is being used by the youth day in, day out? So to me, there are two concerns on how we are moving in terms of technology and in terms of addressing the people where they are and not creating a platform where they are not using or they are not attracted to be using.
Mm-hmm. We Tando usakonekwini mwini nasi so.
No it.
Right, we amazo la madoda bayakhuluma wena uthini ngalokho sizwe phela umbono wakho sizwa.
Ai mina ngithi okokuqala sikhulume ngendaba ye access to information through the internet le. Sikhuluma nje lami vele ngiyakhala ngithi kuncedile i-interview yethu le wangifonela ngawuthi eSkype benyaka uxolisa because iSkype idatha yangkhona iyadula ikhweziwa ama-prices and young people cannot afford that. Sikhuluma ngama-young people abasemadolobheni. What more young people in rural areas, how do they access this information or how I access? Ngiphinde ngikhomente okwesibili ngodaba akhulume ngalo ubhutwani ekhuluma ngokuthi policies are being implemented. How are they being implemented when young people on the ground are still crying? A few weeks ago, ujiwe amatiekas in my office in a 263 chat. These are well-known journalists who are suffering in the hands of the police. A few weeks ago as well, Inayo wanted to do a demonstration with petitioner a government yendaba ye-age constitution ukuthi u-president kumele iminyaka yakhe iqalele ku 40. They were refused.
Qhiba uhlelo in 10 seconds, Thando. Qhiba. Sesifike emaphethelweni. Qhiba.
Yeah, ama-instances angikhona maningi where young people are being violated politically, economically, and socially, akuphileki, akuhlaleki. So I think it's time that we stop being defensive
yezinto esizibonayo ukuthi azisebenzi, and we try to implement izinto ezisebenzayo. We try to work together as young people in Zimbabwe. Just last week, we had Pan-African Youth Conference, and it speaks loudly about working together.
I see abonga suluka ndaba sesifike nomaphetuleni sasuka kumagumo echirongwa. Thank you to Mr. Nicholas Kajengo, Thando Gwinji, Kutsai Mukute, and all our callers. Anokoneka ile mfaro ndini wa nyuma ikhobe Zimbabwe omuhle. Bye bye.